No awareness, no right understanding, but it doesn't matter.
A little in between. I was thinking of this morning.
Yeah.
And we discussed Sanya. And every time now, I see the ants on the floor. I think of dosa and what you said, adosa, not metta. Mm-hmm. And then we know it's Sanya. And also, it's my Sanya. Still my Sanya. But it doesn't worry me.
Because if there is metta right then, you can see the difference between only adosa and metta.
Yeah, because I did not want to give food to the ants.
No need to give food, just be friendly.
Yeah, that's it.
I think the feeling of friendliness that we talk about with metta, it doesn't mean wanting to be friends with. It's just they're not the enemy. It can be quite a subtle thing. Still be metta. It doesn't mean we want to have them as best friends.
Otherwise, one would like to have more metta again.
Right. Or if one thinks one better feed them every time, mm-hmm. then it's like clinging to having metta, not actually understanding.
Being friendly, though, I find that sometimes there can be being friendly and then a moment of attachment.
Very close.
Well, they're very close, very close.
A moment or many, many,
many
moments?
Many, 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 I guess many, many moments of each, but it's noticeable the difference.
But as long as it's not only a moment of a reality, then it has to be I and someone all the time.
That's it. That's a difficult step.
Just understand.
Yeah, because we name realities and we think about realities, the story of realities. But
it's a habit. Thinking is habits.
It's habit, very much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time.
But just getting back to the difference between plain adosa and metta. If there's metta, it doesn't mean there's the impulse for some overt act or way of behavior towards the other person.
Very natural, not to be enemy.
What was it you were wanting to Dower to ask about present moment? What was it to your point that you wanted him to ask?
My point, we talked about Dower, but I said usually we have an idea about doubt, or it's more like the conventional idea of doubt, but it's very hard to know the reality. And once you explain that we should know first nama, what nama is, and we cannot differentiate yet the different chetasikas as nama only.
I think that usually when people study the teachings, they just want to know this and that, but actually just understand, that's all.
Yeah, when you say just understand.
Yeah, right now, no one, but there are different realities. Seeing, it's not I, see. Develop the understanding of reality right now.
Yeah.
From hearing and considering.
Considering.
Yeah. Until it develops.
Mm-hmm. And not trying to catch doubt or doubt it, yeah?
It seems like one would like more than understanding.
Yeah.
Whatever appears.
Yes.
You often say that it's important for a beginner to see the difference between the moment when there are satis and the moments when there are no
not
satis.
Not for the beginner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But whenever I have some kind of awareness that I haven't had some satis, then that is
but
not really sati.
Sati in order to know that we have sati.
Yeah. So that is not really a sati. It's always some kind of thinking. Yeah? So my forgetfulness and the awareness that remind me that I have forgotten realities for a certain time, yeah? That awareness is always some kind of thinking. So it's not really sati. And after that, there would be some moments of satis and thinking, and then again, I lose my sort of awareness. So
that's the way it is.
Yeah, but it would mean that ideally, what I'd like to have is sati like this. You know, it's not thinking. It's just sati arises and see a reality as it is. And I'd like to have that kind of sati, but I never had it.
When it's conditioned to arise, it's so natural. Just at that moment, the object is very common like now. That's all.
Yeah, what I want to say that it's usually thinking. It's not really sati.
So Panya knows that it's thinking.
The difference between sati and no sati, but I'm only thinking of sati on the level of listening and considering in the right way.
What about not thinking but listening and yeah. Understand?
Then there is sati, but not sati of satipatthana, but sati of the level of thinking.
From learning, listening, you know the difference.
Yeah, but sati and no sati is more the level of sati of satipatthana, but too far away for me.
Everyone.
Yeah. So I don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is listening and considering in the right way, little by little, there is a level of sati, but not sati of satipatthana.
Not self.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you talk about not sati at the level of satipatthana, but sati at the level of thinking, it's also my sati.
Not at the same moment. When it is kusala citta, which thinks, because sati is with each kusala citta. But just after it can be an idea of, I have sati or something.
Right.
And that's wrong, but it happens by conditions.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Is it not the idea of I, thinking about I?
Mm-hmm. Afterwards, yeah. But when it's kusala citta, at that moment
like
of kusala citta.
I do not have awareness, something like that.
Excuse me?
Yeah. All about I.
When I only have this awareness but not that awareness, or sometimes it's this and not that, or but actually it's all the story of me and my sati and or my lack of sati
and sati at this level now and
so
but right at the moment of kusala citta
then
it's there, but no need to talk about it.
That is the latent. It's latent. At the moment of kusala citta.
It's not latent. It arises.
Afterwards, yeah.
No,
after the
at
kusala
that
citta.
Moment of akusala, there must be sati.
Akusala, yeah.
The moment of kusala citta.
Yeah.
Kusala citta,
yeah.
There must be sati.
There must be sati,
yeah.
Yeah.
No need to talk about it.
No. But when it has fallen away, there is an idea of my sati.
When there is thinking, it's always concerning me or I.
When I'm thinking, yeah.
Anytime.
Talking about it. Oh, that is a good point. Yeah. Always when I'm thinking.
I think the point is when
when it's kusala and sati say it's very natural, so it just rises and gone and nothing to get excited or be interested in because it's just dharma, it's not my kusala or my sata.
Yeah.
But by thinking or dwelling on it, it shows the clinging to me and my sati.
Yeah.
And
so.
I get up, yeah, I wake up and I stay in my bed, yeah? And that's the sort of moments I have a fair amount of sati, yeah? But I'm not placing any sort of importance of my sort of experiences because I place too much importance on that. I have to stay on my bed all day, yeah? But anyway, it's just a kind of sort of a habitual sort of a thinking, a type of thinking, I think. It's not really real satis, but I can't help. I have a amount of so-called satis, yeah? So...
What is the object of sati?
Seeing, hearing, and touching, and these things. It's just a condition, and it's a very low level sort of awareness, and that's it, and I'm not placing any sort of importance on my sort of routine.
Are you referring to a level of sati at the level of thinking?
It's kind of mixed. It's not really thinking. But it's a kind of low-level awareness of what I think reality is. Yeah.
The reason I asked what the object
was because I remembered a discussion with another friend who also talked about when he wakes up and lies on his bed,
yeah.
And he talked about how there is sati at that time,
yeah.
But then it turned out that the friend thinks about breath at that time, so actually it's not like this case, it's like a kind of practice or focusing on the breath, and he says it's very natural because that's the object arises, but it's not like that. Actually, that reminds me of a little discussion we had last time about how someone may have followed some wrong practice of breath meditation for a long time, and how even though they may not follow it now at all, and you said to me, but still that accumulation is so strong that even though they don't follow that particular practice, they keep on thinking about that object of breath, and it's quite dangerous still.
Like we said this morning,
wrong practice can come in any time, even when one's lying on one's bed. There can be some subtle kind of trying to catch reality or something, and only Panya can tell.
Yeah. Related with what you've said, I myself do not understand why so many people are interested in developing a sort of meditation. I cannot see why they are interested in the meditation. What they aim for? It's what I do not understand.
Accumulation.
Trying to get results. Trying to look for a shortcut. I who can control. I can make it happen.
Not patient and courageous
enough to understand present dharma as a matter.
Okay, so they have a strong idea that if they develop tranquility, that would lead to some kind of enlightenment or understanding of realities. Is that their basic idea?
I think sometimes they think they're practicing vipassana. There's a lot these days that comes under the label of vipassana, that's a meditation practice that's not going to get them there. They're still trying. And I don't think they know what they're looking for. I say this from some experience.
One can see that it's different from this moment. See, this moment, no such thing like thinking about awareness, no need. But when there is such a time for to condition such thinking, it arises and think about awareness. But awareness doesn't wait for anyone to think about it before it arises. And Panya says, because right awareness has to arise with Panya. So when there is no Panya, there is only the idea of whether it's sati or not sati, or sati at what level. But actually, Panya is the reality which knows exactly at that moment. No doubt about it.
So, in relation to your morning experience, Chidao, as Ajahn says, the moments with awareness are different, but it doesn't mean that all moments that are different are moments of awareness. So, if there is a different experience, one has to be careful about attributing it to awareness just because it's different.
I understand what you're saying in the sense that I have no attachment to my sort of morning experiences. I have no attachment.
So what motivates talking about it?
I can't help. I just wake up.
There must be motivation and motivation.
I can't help. It's just a morning sort of mental exercise. Yeah. No, I'm not doing anything. It's just
that. It's there all the time. No one do anything, but it's there. Lopa is there all the time. No one can make it arise. It's there. Yeah. Even right now.
Yeah.
Any moment.
Like you say, it is there. It's a good reminder.
Even we believe that there is no self-thinking, there is still self-thinking.
Only Panya can understand that correctly, truly.
It's always my experiences, or my special time, or...
Even I don't think about it, see, it's there.
I'd like to make it clear one thing. That is, you say that when there is so, let's say there is a moment, and there are moments of very weak awareness. Yeah. Then one tend to not try, but one tend to think about realities. Yeah. I'm wondering whether that kind of thinking is beneficial or not beneficial at all.
For whom?
Oh, for somebody who is trying to be aware of realities. So is it? It's not a bad habit. Yeah?
But it's still because it's not the detachment.
Shouldn't place so much so much importance on that kind of thinking. It's just conditioned thinking.
Panya is there when there is such understanding.
I do not know what Panya is in a clear manner, yeah? But in a sense, I should trust in Panya. Yeah? Panya may arise when it is a time to arise. Yeah?
You might trust what you take for something like Panya, but what is it?
Not yet.
I think that Panya is so very little in the very beginning, understanding that now whatever appears is real, a reality, different ones. This is the beginning of Panya.
Concerning Panya, yeah? And the object of Panya, yeah? Like generally say we say that Citta, Cetta, Seka, Rupa are object of Panya, yeah? Or seeing these things as clear as possible should be developed. But when I say in a very easy manner, we somehow understand what hardness is, and what sort of softness is, and what, say, attachment is, what dosa is, but it's hard to see what citta is. Citta doesn't seem to appear. There must be citta at this moment, but it's hard to understand what citta is.
What about if you don't call it citta? But there must be the experiencing, and that is what you're thinking about. Citta is there, citta experiences.
Hearing now, seeing now.
Stressed that Panya in the beginning is very weak, so it may be just like a glimmer of understanding about reality rather than being so clearly, but it's like a hint or glimmer of the experiencing of the object, or the object being experienced, or experiencing through one doorway and not another.
And I think it's a little bit like this morning when we were talking
about metta, at a moment of kindness or helping, metta is there. No need to think about whether it's metta or how much metta, but metta just arises when there are conditions, and it may be known and it may not be known, but that's it. It's different from when someone has the idea of having more metta. And with sati and panya, it's the same. So when there are conditions for understanding, Panya just arises and understands and is gone. But as soon as there's thinking about, is it Panya or how much Panya, then immediately it's me and my Panya and my sati. So it's just like the difference between having metta naturally and thinking about it. And the same with sati and Panya.
And could you say a bit more about the beginning experience of understanding?
We talk about